The retired warden of Huntsville Prison was being interviewed, and the BBC interviewer really wanted to pin him down as to the number of executions he had supervised and tried to get some detail about them. But he resisted very politely and very gently, but very firmly. And there was something about that voice, the gentleness and the firmness that I recognized from living in Texas for a number of years, and it haunted me. It even perhaps became a kind of familiar, a voice that I would hear in my head. I'd internalized it. To the voice of the retired warden of Huntsville Prison, Texas Death Chamber. Until wolf-light, I will count my sheep, adumbrated, uncomedic as they are. One is Perdu. Two, qualm. Three is sprawl. Four, too late. Night is already a thirsty county in Texas, salt flat and unremitting blacktop as dry as my mouth. And your elastic vowels, my genial, my electric ghost, my radio's lonely station. Because the spectacle of suffering corrupts us, all punishments are now executive, off stage. Most presume you a fable, echoes of approaching boot heels that hairy labyrinths of concrete corridors or hooded in burlap. We are convicted as we are also pardoned. He cherished his lawn, or afterwards he covered the victim's face. You make no judgments yourself, only in bursal tones, tactful as the file box that shows, if opened, the neon pleading heart of Jesus wrapped in barbed wire, you perform penalties others have scripted, so untroubled by so many. How long I have listened to you for news of the opal distances or rain to freshen the morning's arrival. What keeps me awake? Nothing more than a fly's dysenteric violin. What puts me to sleep is your clement voice saying the dark has no teeth. While men like you live in this world, do I dream I am either safe or spared?